Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi continues for Shabbat Matot Maseh, Chapter 4 of Sukkah, Mishnah Chet. Hallel v'simcha shmone ketzad. How do we do Hallel and Simcha for 8 days? Now recall the first mission of this parak talked about which mitzvot apply for how many days in the whole Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret complex. So here we're telling us we recite Hallel during Tefillah and we have Simcha for all 8 days. Melamed, this teaches Shachayev Adam Behalav Simcha Ukvod Yom Tov, where Hayev not only in recitation of Hallel during Tefillah and in Simcha, in joy, and Kvod Yom Tov as well, through nice clothing and cleanliness and nice meals and nice kelim. Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, Kishar Kol Yomot HaChag. On the last day of the holiday, it's just as important as the entire first 7 days of the holiday. Now, in the Gemara, they talk about there are some differences between Shmini Atzeret and Sukkot. And they say Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Shmini Atzeret is really its own holiday, even though it falls at the very end of Sukkot. As the Mefarshim say, the Gemara itself says it's as if, there's so many Karbanot and Sukkot, it's as if Hashem is recognizing all of the nations of the world, as if a king invited all the people from all his provinces. But in the very end, the king just wants to be around his dearest friends and his family, not around everyone else. So Shmini Atzeret is like Hashem is only with Am Yisrael, Kiviyachol. Shmini Atzeret has a special connection, and we see it has the same requirement of Simcha and Hallel and Kavod Yom Tov as the rest of the holiday. Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. What do we mean by Sukkah is 7 days? So basically, what do we do on day 7 when we're practically done with the holiday? Gemar Milecho, when he's done eating on day 7, Lo Yatzer Sukkato. Don't take apart your Sukkah. Now, this is talking about an Eretz Yisrael where there's no Sveka Diyoma. There's no concern that day 8 might really still be day 7, and we're not sure exactly what day Rosh Chodesh was on. So technically, when day 7 is done, they're done with the Sukkah. They don't sit in the Sukkah because of a Suffek of it on day 8. So even still, Lo Yatzer Sukkato, do not take apart your Sukkah. Of all Morid at the Kalim, you can take out your vessels, you know, your plates and your silverware. Minimincha Lamala. After the afternoon time, after Minkatana, after everyone's done eating lunch, what you're going to do is bring them into the house. Because that night is the last day, and you want to set up the table and have things ready for Shemini Atzeret. So Lemaisa on Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot, you still eat in the Sukkah, but once you're done eating the meals of the day, and your next meal is going to be dinner, and it's going to be after Shkia, so it's going to be on Shmini Atzeret itself. You want to start setting up for Shmini Atzeret. Great, on to Mishnah Tet. Nisu Chamayim Ketzad, the libation of water. How is this done? Slohit Shel Zahav. They would have a jug of gold, Machazeg Shlosha Lugin, that could hold 3 lug. Hayam Memale Min HaShiluach. They would fill it from the Shiluach spring. The Shiluach is famous. They would go and anoint the kings there. It's just south of Yerushalayim and the temple. I believe part of it, you can go underground through the Shiluach. There's a bit of an underground stream that comes out just south of Yerushalayim. So they would fill up the pitcher there, then bring it back to the temple. Higil Shar Mayim, when it reached the water gate, which is to the south, Taku V'Hariyah V'Taku. They blow a tekiah, a trua, and a tekiah out of joy, out of recognition of this amazing mitzvah. Allah Bekevesh Afana L'Smolo, he would go up the ramp and turn towards his left. And on that left corner, it's actually the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, Shnei Sefolim Shel Kesef Hayusham. There were 2 bowls made of silver that are right by that horn at that southwest corner. Rabbi Huda says, so seed Hayu. They're really actually plaster bowls. Elish Hayu Mushcharin Paneim Ibn Yain. But they had a silvery appearance because of the effect of the wine in these bowls had sort of turned them from the regular white appearance of plaster. And they had holes in them like 2 thin nostrils. And one was wider and one was narrower. This was done on purpose. So that the 2 liquids would finish draining from these bowls at the same time. So they're going to pour the wine and the water at the same time, but they don't drain at the same speed because the wine is quite a bit thicker. Now we're talking about wine in ancient times, which when it was not diluted, was quite thick and potent. is a Gemara in Pesachim that talks about diluting wine, and some people would add three parts water to each part of wine, some would add four, because the wine they had was quite thick, quite powerful, so it drained more slowly than water did. The Mishnah continues, Ma'aravi shel mayim, the western bowl was for the water, Mizrachi shel yain, the eastern was intended for the wine. Eirah shel mayim l'toch shel yain, but if you made a mistake and you poured the water into the wine one, v'shel yain l'toch shel mayim yatsa, it still works, they still go down to the same place, so it's still okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, belog hayim menasa kol shemoneh, they would pour a log all 8 days, so he's adding even Shmini Atzeret, which we just mentioned in the last Mishnah. So it's not only during Chag HaSukkot, the first 7 days, but even on day 8, Shmini Atzeret, they would also pour the water. V'lamnosech omrim lo, and to the Kohen who's pouring the water, they would tell him, Hagba yadcha, lift up your arm. Basically, have your arm well above the bowl so we can see that you're actually pouring the water into the bowl. Why? Shepam achat, there was one time, nisich echad ogabe ruglov. One Kohen poured the water onto his legs. Now, he did this on purpose, the Bartner says. He was a tzaduki. The tzadukim, they pretended to believe in Torah Shebekasav, but they did not truly believe, but they really didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. And the nisuch hamayim is a mesura, and the Mesorah is based on an extra mem yud mem when it's talking about the libations and the karbanot for Sukkot. And our sages make a drasha out of this mem yud mem. It's a meramez to the halacha of nisuch hamayim. Now the tzadukim didn't believe in this, so what this particular tzaduki Cohen did was he pretended to pour the water into the bowl, but he was actually had the pitcher a little closer to his body, and he was pouring it on his legs because they didn't believe in pouring the water at all. Or gemuhu kol ha'am etrogehem, and they actually stoned him with the etrog they were holding. Now the Gemara, I think it's Daf 48, Daf Memches, says that at this point when this happened, they actually damaged the corner, the horn on top of the Mizbeach, where this Tzaduki was standing, they damaged it. So I'm really not sure they were only throwing Etrogim. There might have been some bricks in there also, because they actually damaged the Mizbeach in the process of executing this Tzaduki for his heretical conduct on top of the altar. That same Daf Gemara, Memches, there's another heretic, a different heretic, not a Kohen, who says to Rabbi Abahu, you guys are all going to work for me in the future because my name is Sason, and there is a pasuk of Shavtim Mayim Bis Sason. You'll draw water for Sason, Mimayana Yeshua, from the wellsprings of salvation. And you're going to all work for me, says the heretic. And he says, no, that's not what it means. He says, it means in the future, you know, in Olam Haba, when you're getting your reward for your heresy and your disbelief in God, we're actually going to cut off your skin and make it into a water carrier and use that to draw water with. So that was a fitting response to the tzaduki and to the heretic. Shabbat shalom and zay gesund.